There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. We are happy to head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Danny Parkins of Fox Sports 1 and First Things First, but that's not what he goes by on this show. Park, what's good?
Good afternoon, CDOT. Got to be weird times in Kansas City. It's Royals season all of a sudden.
This is the real test on if you think Brett Veach is the best general manager in the NFL. Like, the problems that the Chiefs have, it's not like this can't be solved in one offseason if you knock it out of the park. If you have a good free agency period and you can get a couple of starters in the draft and you get Patrick Mahomes back, let's say by week 4 of the NFL season, like, you can still very much be in line to get back to contending for an AFC West championship and making a serious run in the playoffs. It really comes into how good is their general manager, how quickly can you turn this thing around?
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's a ton of things, right? Like, obviously Mahomes has to come back and be Mahomes. No reason to think that he won't. I think it's overwhelmingly likely that he will, but you have to be open to a small possibility that, at least for next year, he is some lesser version than himself, 5%, 10%, something like that. But Mahomes should come back. I assume you're operating under the belief that Kelce is retiring. That matters. And I'd be interested in, like, an honest assessment of how good are the weapons on this team, really? Like, is Rashee Rice a one? I assume that's something that is debated there. How high are you willing to draft a running back? Like, are you willing to use a first-round pick on a running back? I think that's, like, a legitimate question for the Chiefs, given how bad their run game has been, and that you're definitely going to want to take a lot of the pressure off of Mahomes next year. You know, I haven't done too much of a dive on the wide receiver quest, but, like, if Alec Pierce became available, would you be willing to give him north of $25 million per season? Like, you know, just off the top of my head, like, what about Kyle Pitts? Like, if he leaves Atlanta and he just finally had the best game of his career, like, those are the types of things that Brett Veach is going to have to ask. But you're right. The key is going to be, how do you hit in the draft? Do you hit in the draft? Where do you prioritize pass rush? You know, you've got a million offseason topics at your fingertips there.
Right now, we're talking to Danny Parkins of Fox Sports 1 and First Things First. I do want to deep dive into the Kansas City Chiefs, but I have to ask you this. There are very few people in the world that are closer to Nick Wright than you are. He has branded himself as the Chiefs guy. How has he handled this week with, you know, his thing is dropping the banners and all these games are preseason games. We don't take the regular season very seriously. Arrowhead Invitational. How is our dear brother Nick Wright handling this week?
You know, similarly to Chiefs fans, similar to you, it's weird, you know. But so he was devastated, obviously, by the injury. I know him and Mahomes exchanged messages the night of the game, and you know he's optimistic that he'll be back for next season. He thinks any sort of talk of Andy Reid being fired is completely ridiculous, or Chiefs fans turning on him. And you know he's enough of a pragmatist to know that it happens, but. Yeah, thankfully he's already made his fame and fortune. You know, he rode LeBron James and Patrick Mahomes to fame and fortune. The contract is guaranteed. And now if the Chiefs backslide a little bit, you know, he'll be okay. He'll wipe away his tears with $100 bills.
So let's talk about this, at least portion of it. And we've kind of dipped our toe in it a little bit. We've had a lot of national voices on, and it's great to now say you're one of these prominent national voices. What did you think was wrong with the Chiefs? Because, like, I have my theories, but I'm super close to it. I'm curious as somebody that obviously still keeps an eye in it, but just isn't in the day-to-day digging in the weeds when it comes to the Chiefs. What did you see as the problem? What do you think wrong for Kansas City this season?
See, I think it's been more than one season. Like, I don't think last year's team was 15-2 good. There was last year's team was a complete outlier in one direction in one-score games. Block kicks, drops, penalties, like everything possible went the Chiefs' way last year and then got blown out in the Super Bowl. And it was like, oh, okay, they met another team that was really good, that was better than them, and it really wasn't a fair fight. Like, that did not feel like if they played Philly 10 times, they would have won 5 of them. That felt like if they played Philly 10 times, they would have lost 8 or 9 of them. So I think that last year's team was not anywhere near as good as the record and then the final destination, the Super Bowl, indicated. And then this year, a lot of the peripherals actually suggested that they were better than their record. Point differential, offensive ranking, defensive ranking. But they lost all those one-score games. You know, they had second-half leads in a lot of games that they lost. One game they lose because of penalties, and I'm sure it's more than one game, but like it felt like one game it was penalties, and then another game it was drops, and then another game it was defense. And it was just like they could never piece together a good offensive game with a good defensive game, or a good defensive game with a good offensive game, or a clean game on special teams with a clean game with penalties. And so I honestly think they're better than their record indicated this year. Obviously, they were a terrible third-down defense. They were a terrible rushing team, and all of those factors put together, like situationally, kind of, you know, Butker was worse this year when he had been unbelievably nailed. Like, that matters in close games. We're seeing it for the Chargers this year. You know, the Chargers have a ton of offensive line injuries, but Cameron Dicker's been the best kicker in the NFL, so they've won a lot of close games. So I think it's a ton of factors, but this is not, like, the sexiest thing in the world. But when you only play 17 football games and the difference between the best team and the worst team is usually like 10 points, right? This isn't college football. Like, can you execute in situational football? Can you win one score games? The Chiefs have been the best team in the history of the NFL at that for the last few years. And this year they were arguably the worst team in the league.
This is where I'm looking at this as maybe just more of a disappointment than I think people are kind of potentially ready to acknowledge. You know, you grew up in Chicago. You couldn't envision missing the playoffs with the prime Michael Jordan, Tom Brady. You got the prime Tom Brady missing the playoffs. Like, the fact that this organization kind of let things get to the point with, I know he got hurt at the end of the season, but I mean, they were on the ropes anyway when it came to making the postseason and needed help. The fact that you have a 30-year-old top three, top five quarterback in the history of the National Football League and had those inconsistencies is just a testament to how poorly everything went this season.
Yeah, listen, missing the playoffs in Mahomes' prime is a huge failure. Period. Like, it's a huge failure, especially now, right, when 40% of the NFL makes the playoffs. Like, It is a huge failure, full stop. It's a failure for Brett Veach. It's a failure for Clark Hunt. It's a failure for Andy Reid. It's a failure for Patrick Mahomes. Like, it is just a failure across the board. And the glass half full way of looking at it is, obviously you don't want Mahomes to be hurt, obviously. But he is the, and has been the deodorant for a lot of problems around the team. And he might end up only really missing three games, right? Like, if you were going to lose that game to the Chargers anyway to get eliminated, and then he gets hurt, and he misses the last three games of this regular season, and you weren't going to make the playoffs anyway, and then he comes back, like, yeah, his offseason will suck and not be as enjoyable, and he won't be able to play in, like, the celebrity golf tournament in Tahoe, and he'll have to be rehabbing instead of focusing fully on football, and that sucks for him, and I genuinely do mean it. Like, I'm not saying that flippantly. Like, that does suck. But if the Chiefs have to approach this as, we have to get better in every facet around 15 because 15 might not be able to put on the cape to save us anymore, like, it might actually be a good thing, as opposed to, like, well, you know, we made the playoffs, but we were a bad 7 seed and we got blown out, you know, in the 7-2 game and, you know, didn't have a shot, but, you know, we'll be back next year. Like, I think, like, a real reckoning and accounting of what went wrong to make sure that it never happens again maybe ends up being a good thing in the long run.
Right now, we're talking to Danny Parkins of Fox Sports 1. I'm with you there, and this was the lead on Monday. The lead on Monday was, there's two responsibilities. It's build Patrick Mahomes up physically, get him back on the field, get him feeling comfortable, get his knee, and if that's week one, week four, week five, it doesn't matter. Like, that is still the long-term priority for this organization. The other thing is exactly what you're talking about. It's building Mahomes back up to be that superhero. Like, we're used to seeing Mahomes put up the 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns and put up these massive numbers, and there be such a gap between him and the next best quarterback in the league. At least for right now, Mahomes has to hand that crown over. Now, he has all the accomplishments, and he has done more than any current quarterback in the league. But you can't make the argument today that Patrick Mahomes has played the best of any quarterback in the league. So I think it is that responsibility, whether it is getting him some better weapons when it comes to beating man coverage, running the football, taking some of the pressure off of him. This offense has been 15th in the NFL, Danny, for three consecutive years. How do you do that with Andy Reid and a prime Patrick Mahomes? So, I mean, one responsibility this offseason is you got to get that superhero back at quarterback, and you got to get this offense to being known as one of the best offenses in the league.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think where I am not doing the nitty-gritty day-to-day stuff is, like, in terms of, like, I'm not sure where Chiefs fans are on – I'm sure Matt Nagy's a very popular scapegoat. I'm sure there's what has happened since Eric Bieniemy left. Like if Mike McDaniel got fired, would you consider firing Matt Nagy to hire Mike McDaniel? Like, to me, like, that would be like a pretty, like, let's blend Andy Reid's concepts with someone else's and get, like, another truly elite play caller, offensive mind, play designer more than play caller, play designer in the building to try to modernize it. Like, Aaron Rodgers at the end of Mike McCarthy was feeling like a little stagnant, and people were like, man, what, you know, I guess we got to draft Jordan Love because, like, this guy's just, it's not looking very good anymore. It's not making much of a difference. He's not scary. And then Matt LaFleur came in. They did more motions. They made Aaron Rodgers a little uncomfortable. They changed things, and he won two MVPs, and he's still in the league. Like, Matt LaFleur forced the modernization of Aaron Rodgers, and it was just like new blood. And that's not to say that you got to fire Andy Reid. I think that would be literally insane. I think he's arguably the best play caller in the history of football. So I'm not at all saying fire Andy Reid, but something to freshen it up, new eyes, so to speak, you know, I think is a totally reasonable thing. And that can just reinvigorate everybody, because you're probably not going to get Tyreek Hill. And defenses have gotten good enough that, like, no one's going to be a 5,000-yard passer anymore. And the gap between him and Josh Allen and Matt Stafford and, you know, all those guys is not going to be what it was. But, like, can you give him a running game? Can you improve your red zone efficiency? Can you have your explosive play rate increase? Like, that, those are things that are available for you with scheme and coaching that, you know, you got to do a full audit. So the audit should include Andy Reid and his coaching staff.
I always like giving us the opportunity to big up the run that we had when we were together. I do think there are a lot of parallels in. I would say one way that you and I were able to really start to make noise in Kansas City and really start to see some progress in our show is we started really attacking the weaknesses of our opposition. We noticed their predictability, and we were able to program and do things that attack those things. I think in some ways that's what's happened to the Kansas City Chiefs, that when the Chiefs need this thing or this thing, well, we'll go get Juju because we know him. We'll go get Hollywood because he makes us feel comfortable. That I think you have had 3-4 years where there have been the Broncos and the Patriots and the Chargers. All they have done is try to figure out how to catch up with Kansas City, and those teams close those gaps, I think, just much more quickly than Kansas City anticipated.
Yeah, I think, listen, man, that's right. But let me ask you, what pick do you think the Chiefs are going to have in the draft?
Probably like the 16th overall pick. I would be surprised if the Chiefs didn't win another game this season, given the fact that they have Tennessee and they have Las Vegas. So let's say they get one more win this season. That probably puts you with like the 13th to 16th overall pick.
Okay, so let's just for a number. Let's say they got the 15th pick in the draft. 15th pick in the draft. And let's say they're graded the same. Pass rusher, running back, wide receiver, and you are Brett Veach. What do you do?
I'm taking the pass rusher. I think that's their biggest need heading into the offseason. You have George Karloftis on one side. You need somebody who can get pressure on the opposite side. Like, I much honestly rather them kind of go find that guy in free agency. Like, to me, they need to find their version of Daniil Hunter. They need a 28-year-old pass rusher that they overpay for in free agency, that you put him over there on the other side and you don't got to worry about it. His job is to go get after the other team's quarterback and to get 10.5 sacks this season. So, at least for me, I would kind of maybe look at it as just really throwing a lot of resources at the problem. But to me, pass rush is the number one thing on my wish list. I would then go number two. To me, they need like a big body receiver. They need one of those kind of receivers. They just got like a lot of 5'11 wiry guys. They need a tough over the middle yards after catch kind of receiver. And then running back would be third on my list.
Yeah, okay. Well, so we're pretty aligned, at least in terms of what the top three things are. And the truth is, you just need to hit on it. Like, it's like if I told you, like, you know what, they didn't think that there was a pass rusher out there, but this year they got a legit stud starter at running back and wide receiver, you'd be like, oh, wow, great offseason. Or if they didn't add a huge receiver, but they added a great pass rusher and a great running back, you'd be like, you know what, great offseason. You just can't swing and miss on your big investments when you're in Mahomes' prime. So I just – listen, Mahomes is going to play another decade. Andy Reid's going to coach for a while. The Chiefs are going to win a lot more playoff games. I think they'll get another ring at some point. Like, I don't think that this thing is over. I just think that there was, you're on a long flight, and there was turbulence unexpectedly in the middle of the flight. You're like, we were in cruising altitude. I'd already had two cocktails. I was getting ready for my third, and all of a sudden, like, they're rushing the beverage cart back, and the flight attendants are sitting down, and it just got, like, really, really uncomfortable in the middle of the flight. But it'll smooth out again. I think the Chiefs are going to be fine.
Danny, I'll get you out of here with this last question. If I gave you the Bills or the field in the AFC playoffs, what side would you be on?
You're the second person who's asked me that this week. Like, I picked the Bills before the season. And so, like, they're still my Super Bowl pick, but I think it's been just very clear that there's no dominant team. Like, if the bet was even money, I would take the field. I'm not trying to be, like, confrontational. I just think that that's kind of obvious. Like, every team has at least one serious flaw. For the Bills, it would be their run defense and the fact that they're going to have to go on the road for a couple of rounds at least of the AFC playoffs. Like, Josh Allen is the best player in football right now, and he's the most accomplished quarterback, you know, dismissing Aaron Rodgers because of age. So, like, clearly, like, if you just do your analysis based on who's the best quarterback, it should be Josh Allen. But, like, if they have to go, you know, their path could be at Baltimore, at Denver, at New England in order to get to a Super Bowl. Like, could they do it? Yeah, but like if it's that path or the field, I'll take the field. And I would take the field against the Rams in the NFC also. I don't think there's a clear dominant team that's like head and shoulders above everybody else this year.
That is my guy, Danny Parkins, joining us on the show today. He is on Fox Sports 1. You can catch him on First Things First. Danny, I would say that there are about four podcasts that I listen to almost every single episode. You are now a regular on two of those. So you know what? You have become even a bigger part of my life.
Oh, man. You can feel, you know, I appreciate that. Feel free to skip. You know what I mean? Because you and I can talk, but then I'm happy to come on. So, but yeah, man, it's been fun. Like, I get together with Bomani a little bit now here in New York, and so him and I have become tighter, and so him going on his podcast has been cool. Obviously, me and Colin now for a couple of years has been great. It's been fun, man. It's been fun. I'm just, you know, being best friends with Nick is amazing on a number of levels, and he's the number one pick in the draft. Like, he's the best person doing this thing by far, I think, at this point. But it's also fun to just, like, I know I'll never catch him. I know I'm not as good as him, but just trying to keep up is fun. It makes me a lot better. So it's been a cool year and a half being out here.
Absolutely, Danny, man. We'll catch up with you during the NFL playoffs when this thing is just leading towards Jacksonville, Seattle with Bad Bunny during the halftime. It's going to be one of the most memorable Super Bowls of all time.
I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. Bears, Bills, let's go. Bears, Bills. Sounds great. Can't wait. Or Bears, Patriots, little 85 rematch. How about that? Super Bowl Shuffle Part 2, people are saying.
That's our guy, Danny Parkins of Fox Sports 1 and also First Things First, joining us to talk a little bit of NFL. We got some breaking news.
The Drive. First to breaking news in Kansas City.
A lot of stadium things are happening right now. This is from Jonathan Ketz. Breaking news out of the city of Topeka. A spokeswoman for Ty Masterson says that the Royals will not be on Monday's Legislative Coordinating Council agenda. Fox 4 receives the confirmation. So reports are coming out that there is a meeting scheduled between the Chiefs and the state of Kansas coming up on Monday, and that the Royals will not be a part of this meeting. Let me read to you guys a statement from the Kansas Department of Commerce. Quote, we are aware of media reports regarding the LCC meeting on Monday. The state of Kansas is in active discussions with the Kansas City Chiefs about the prospects of building a new stadium and other facilities in the state of Kansas. No final agreement has been reached, but this would be a massive economic win for the state of Kansas and benefit Kansans for generations to come. We are aggressively pursuing this opportunity. That is from the Kansas Department of Commerce. Rob, you are a Kansan through and through. What do you make of this breaking news?
I mean, it is the winds of change, the rumor mill, the reporting, whatever term you want to use. It feels like both teams are coming to the Kansas side. It feels like we've been talking about 119th and all with the Royals for a while now, and it feels like the Chiefs are going to come across state line, and my presumption, this is me speculating here, would be Legends area, because that's what makes the most sense, but it feels like we have some tangible news now, and it feels like Jackson County is losing both teams. That's my opinion of what I'm hearing and feeling based on the reporting.
Yeah, I guess I would say just initial reaction to all of this is the Chiefs side of this is not really that surprising. There are two options right now in front of the Chiefs. They have never discussed a new stadium in Missouri. The new stadium idea has only been proposed in the state of Kansas. Their two options are let a state build them a new stadium. And the second option is let another state renovate the stadium that they've had since 1972. So I'm not surprised in the least bit that it would appear that the Chiefs are going to take the option of we are just going to take the completely brand new stadium. I do think that Clark Hunt has some stadium envy. If you are Clark Hunt and you have been going around the world, and I would say more specifically in your division, the Raiders have a new stadium, the Chargers have a new stadium, and the Broncos just got an announcement that they are about to build a new stadium. Man, everybody around you are in some of the nicest, shiniest digs that the NFL has to offer. you are always going to want to put yourself in that conversation and get yourself one of those new stadiums. So it would appear at least that things are moving very rapidly in that direction. Fesco is going to join us here coming up in just a little bit. It is really intriguing to me, and I'll be happy to get Fesco's answer on this, is why the Royals are not part of this meeting. It is obvious why you would want the National Football League. And I think that the area that is proposed, it is just ideal for a football stadium. Not where I want the stadium to be, but it is definitely an ideal location to build a football stadium. If you're going to do this thing, why are both of the teams not participating in this? I'll be really happy to hear what Fesco thinks about this. So we'll continue to talk about this breaking news. We got Bob Fesco coming up next. Keep it right here. So Drive.
The Drive. With Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
All right, we got a lot to get into. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Bob Fesco. Fesco, happy that you can make some time for us. What do you make of this breaking news right now about the stadiums? I guess the stadium regarding the Chiefs, not the Royals.
Yeah, all right. So I just actually literally got on off the phone with a very, very tied in source to what's going on right now with the state of Kansas and the Kansas City Chiefs. So this is the information that I have that is up to date as of now. And again, this all can change as the days and, you know, the time continues to tick. But where we stand right now are the LCC meetings have been scheduled for weeks. That's not new information. That's been on public record, I think, for about 3 weeks now, that this group, the LCC, is going to meet in Kansas. What the LCC is, for layman's terms, to bury all the minutiae, that they're the people who approve the Starbond District. So they have to give their approval for anything to happen. Monday's meeting, like I said, has been scheduled for a while. The information that I just got that literally just changed within the last 5 to 7 minutes is that the Chiefs are not 100% going to Topeka on Monday. The Chiefs will be going to Topeka on Monday if they have everything figured out with the state of Kansas and with them, and the deals are agreed upon and the LCC is going to approve a deal for the Kansas City Chiefs. The LCC could also approve a counter offer to the Kansas City Chiefs. If that's what they're going to do, then the Chiefs aren't going to Topeka on Monday.
That's interesting. How likely do you think that scenario is? Is the LCC, are they preparing to put a counter offer together?
I don't, nobody seemingly knows the answer to that question at this point in time. They're still negotiating to do with the state of Kansas, and they're still negotiating with the state of Missouri right now. And like I said, this may be different than what I just said on KMBZ about 20 minutes ago. That's because of the news cycles, Carrington, that we're in right now that is constantly changing. At this point, from what I've been told by a source close to the situation, there is no deal with the state of Kansas at this time. Now, that doesn't mean 10 minutes from now, the lawyers will call everybody and say the deal is done. That doesn't mean tomorrow. That doesn't mean over the weekend something, you know, can't get done. But I think there is going to be some serious pressure from the state of Kansas to the folks at the LCC to get this deal done on Monday. Now, that being said, there's the possibility that this deal doesn't get done on Monday. So as of this moment, there is no deal with the state of Kansas, and the Chiefs at this time are not preparing to go to Topeka unless they know that the LCC is approving everything and all the I's and T's are dotted and Kansas has agreed to what the Chiefs want. The Chiefs agree to what Kansas wants. They've got a legitimate deal on paper that they're ready to go. If the LCC is going to just vote to approve an extension, then they are not going to go to Topeka, Kansas, to be there for them to sign some papers on an extension.
Yeah, but I guess at least when it comes to this, at least how I don't want to put words into your mouth, but based on how it sounds to me like Kansas and the Chiefs are, I mean, this is first and goal from the 3-yard line. Sure, there's a chance you might not score a touchdown in this scenario, but the overwhelming percentage is that you're about to score.
Yeah, I think that's, yes. I don't think you're wrong by saying that unless you try to throw 3 fade patterns to the corner of the end zone and don't use your running game, which we've seen before, then you're not going to score. But I think what we're looking at right now is, you know, the final details trying to get finalized. And there are still some, and I couldn't get the information about what those hurdles were. So I know everybody wants to, oh, what are they still trying to finalize? I don't know. I wasn't able to get that information, but the information that we do have, like I said, is that the meeting is set for Monday. They could approve a stadium or they could approve an extension. If they approve an extension, well, then we're all sitting there going, come on, what are we doing? Like, everybody wants this to be over, Carrington.
Yeah, I guess this is how I feel about this. And maybe this is like a controversial stance as like a proud Missourian. I will feel very different about the Royals going to Kansas than I will about the Chiefs. I don't think the Chiefs have ever really presented a plan or really made it feel like they want to stay in Missouri. They put together a half-assed renovation plan for people to vote on. People told them no. They've never discussed building a new stadium where they currently are, and they've said the area they're in is not viable. Like, I understand, if I'm looking at it completely neutral, I understand why a team would want to take the money and move to the suburbs. That is not a unique thing that is happening right now in America. It'll be very different with the Royals. The Royals, I think, have told you at almost every single turn they want to be in Missouri. To lose the Royals to Kansas, to me, would be a very different thing, because that would be a tremendous fumble on their part.
Well, I mean, the Royals wanted to be in Missouri, and so did the Chiefs, and then the leadership took over. Mayor L, Frank White, all these people who just absolutely killed any opportunity for both of these teams to stay. And that's why I said on February 26, 2024, over almost 2 years ago now, that if Jackson County votes no, there will be other municipalities ready to pounce and to bring these two teams to their municipalities. And people didn't want to hear that. I was the town crier. I was a nut. I didn't know what I was talking about. Nobody's going to move to Kansas. Well, Lockton moved to Kansas. The Royals and Chiefs are this close to moving to the state of Kansas. And the balance of power in this town is now leaving KC Mo, and it's moving to the Kansas side of the state line.
Yeah, it's interesting you feel that, Bob, because I guess I'm just looking at it differently. Like, I don't look at it like the Chiefs really wanted to stay in Missouri. You're at least when you're hearing what you're reporting, do you think that they've done everything they can to make it work in Missouri? Where I feel like the Royals have done everything they can to make it work in Missouri, and they just haven't gotten in the same page. If you're telling me that that plan that the Chiefs put together was their best plan to stay in Missouri, they were not passionate about it.
Well, they were willing to accept that, though, to stay for another, you know, 20, 25 years or whatever it would have been in the state of Missouri. And they're still working with the state of Missouri behind the scenes. I think what people and all of us fail to realize is that the Royals have been their thing has been a lot more public than the Chiefs, right? The Chiefs have done everything behind the scenes. They've done everything quiet. There haven't been a lot of leaks. There haven't been a lot of people talking about what was going on with the Chiefs. And that's the smart way, you know, to do it. You want to keep everything kind of, you know, quiet. And the Royals, of course, were obviously more outspoken when the vote failed in Jackson County and KC Mo. I mean, we talked about, you know, Mrs. Sherman and the comments she had on Facebook, how disappointed she was, you know, in the vote failing. John's a guy who lives in KC Mo, clearly wanted that downtown ballpark. I've wanted that downtown ballpark for years, since 2002, when it was going to be a 20th and Grand, and Glass didn't want to pay for it back then. So, I mean, it's just one of these things that they've tried, and now they've got a municipality, the Royals do, in Overland Park, who obviously in open arms are welcoming them. I don't know why Leawood talks. They have no say in anything. So, you know, that's a municipality that's kind of kept quiet. You haven't heard much out of Johnson County. You haven't heard much out of Wyandotte County. You haven't heard much out of Overland Park or Olathe or Shawnee, the two areas that have been rumored for the Chiefs practice facility. Everybody on the Kansas side has signed NDAs and kind of kept quiet in this. So I think that's why maybe you feel that way, is just because the Chiefs thing has been kept so kind of mum through all of this.
Last thing here, Bob, let's say the first of the year. So let's give them another 2 weeks. Do you think we get an announcement that the Chiefs are moving officially to Kansas?
By the first of the year, Carrington, I hope we know what both teams are doing. I don't think there's any more reason, for the most part, you know, to continue to drag this thing out. I talked to somebody last week very close to this situation, and I just got the response back, closure soon. And I was like, okay, good. That's what everybody wants, I think, in all of this.
That is Bob Fesco joining us on the show today. Bob, man, we look forward to hearing more about this in the morning.
You got it, my man. I'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. That is Bob Fesco joining us on the show. It would appear that this is as close as we've been in quite some time to the Chiefs making the move across state line. We can open up the phone lines here, 913-586-7965. I'll give you guys more of my thoughts about it as a lifelong Missourian. Rob is a lifelong Kansan. Certainly a lot to talk about. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
All right, Rob. So I want to give you a little bit of my thoughts. I want to hear some of your thoughts, and you can tell me if you think I'm wrong. 913-586-7965. I'm not that upset at the Chiefs for this part of the conversation. I think the Chiefs are doing what a lot of organizations are doing. The Chiefs right now are in the city, and I know they're not like in the heart of the city, but the Chiefs are now going to move out to the suburbs. They are not the first American sports team to do that. I believe that the Chiefs, at almost every single turn, have communicated to you that they don't want to be in the Truman Sports Complex. You remember that press conference they had? It was about a year ago with Mark Donovan, and Mark Donovan said that he didn't believe that the area around the stadium was viable for economic development. We should have known right then and there what their plan was. The Chiefs have a plan of being something more than just a football team. The Chiefs want to have their hand in ventures in a bunch of different things. They want to have barbecue competitions and beer fest and host American Royal and host concerts and all of the, they are in the business of doing all of those things. So when they've told us that they are trying to squeeze every money or every dollar that they can from inside the stadium, we obviously know they're going to try to squeeze every dollar that they can outside of the stadium, and there is no money to squeeze out of that stadium around it. That's not my opinion. That's what they think. That's how they feel. I also think this is important. I don't think the Chiefs have really tried to stay in Missouri, where I guess I'm just looking at it of, the relationship has just come to a close. The Chiefs, who have one of the greatest structures in all of American sports, they released a renovation plan that excited nobody. Not a single person was excited about their idea. You guys remember old Kauffman Stadium, and then you saw what the restructure was going to look like for the new one. Oh my goodness. Yes, I want that. You got excited. You couldn't wait. They released an idea that they couldn't sell people. I think the Chiefs did almost quite possibly the bare minimum that you could do in an election. So much, in fact, that when they lost, their owner wasn't there. Can you imagine on the front end, you feel confident enough to ask everybody who lives in Jackson County for money, but you don't think enough of the people to even show up? Whether they had won or lost, he wasn't there. I think the Chiefs at every single turn have told you, we don't want to be at the Truman Sports Complex anymore. The only thing that would keep them there is nostalgia. And nostalgia is great. We all feel nostalgic about something. Maybe it's your first car. Maybe it's the couch. We all feel super nostalgic about something. But if somebody then swoops in and says, hey, I'll buy you a new one, I don't care how nostalgic you feel about that couch that you have down at the basement, you're going to go to Nebraska Furniture Mart and pick out a new one. I don't care how nostalgic you feel about your first car. If someone takes you to the dealership and says, pick whatever you want, you are trading your car in. And I feel like that's what Kansas is offering them. Kansas is offering them an opportunity to get a completely new shiny stadium. They're offering them what the Falcons have, offering them what the Raiders have, offering them what the Chargers and the Rams have. We all know Clark Hunt. You think he was turning that down? They're offering free money. What do you know about Clark Hunt that would make you think he's turning away that much significant free money to pay for their new stadium? And whatever the Chiefs have to pay for when it comes to their new stadium, that's no problem. They're then going to charge us for it with those personal seat licenses. And they had that long survey asking us all the ways we would accept a personal seat license. I just think they've been trending in this direction for quite some time. So maybe I'm wrong in this and I should be mad and want to fight more for Missouri. They've just been setting up, I think, for 18 months that they are moving to Kansas. So if we are at the final end of this thing, that we think this is on the 3-yard line and they're about to score and make an announcement here in the next couple of weeks, that's just not an announcement that really surprises me. This is what I've expected the Chiefs to do from the very, very beginning of this thing.
Maybe it's because of what I do for a living and what we do for a living, Carrington, that we've been so close to the situation. But everything you're saying is kind of how I've felt for a while. I felt it was like a matter of time, not a matter of if, the Chiefs will eventually announce they plan to go to Kansas. Now, that's not the news today, but you're right. I like your analogy. It feels like, barring a goal line stand, the Chiefs are going to go to Kansas. And I've kind of felt that from the beginning. I remember this has been a long, drawn-out process. We joked about it openly at remotes with people. Oh, yeah, well, the Chiefs are coming across state line. Like, it's been a thing that I thought people in, you know, conversations and circles kind of knew. Oh, the Chiefs like Arrowhead. They love a new stadium. And then Nate Taylor, this is probably September, August. Remember Nate Taylor was on Cody and Gold, and he had the report that Clark Hunt really wants a Final Four? That's when I thought we all knew, oh, he ain't getting a Final Four at Arrowhead. So I thought that was kind of the winds had always been going in this direction, is the best way to say it.
They have been dropping breadcrumbs for months now that they are ready to move. Breadcrumbs for months they have been doing this, that they are ready to leave. And I say this as I'm not here to take a shot at Arrowhead. We all love Arrowhead. The Chiefs are telling you they don't think that it's Wrigley. They don't think it's Fenway. They don't think it's Lambeau. That's what they're telling you. They don't think that about their stadium. I don't think the Chiefs have an iconic stadium. I think the Chiefs have an iconic atmosphere. And I think that atmosphere is you. I think the atmosphere is the people. Are less people now tailgating for the games? Like, that's the history that I think they are. That's what I think they are interested in preserving. I think they are interested in preserving your ability to go out there and set up a tailgate and have a good time and walk inside. And it is going to be different. It is going to be new. It is going to be a change. But after you get outside with the DJ and the drinks and the barbecue, you are going to walk inside in one of the greatest football stadiums ever built. That is going to have everything. It's going to be expensive, but you are going to walk in there. It is going to have everything that you are asking for. So I guess, at least with me in this, I'm not going to say that I'm happy today about the news. Obviously, I'm not happy about the news today, and I wish they would keep the stadium for where it is. I don't think the Chiefs have ever really shown that they want to keep the stadium where it is. I don't think they have fought to really keep the stadium. They definitely didn't fight when it came to the renovation plans. Like, no one can still explain to me what the Royals' plan was for when the Royals were gone. Remember they had like a little thing. It was
activation
like
zones.
The Chiefs put together, the Chiefs woke up in the middle of the night and then forgot that they had a project that was due at 8 o'clock and just typed something together like, all right, well, I just can't take an F on the assignment. So they didn't get an F on the assignment. They got a D on the assignment. Hey, C's and D's get degrees. So they put together a very half-baked renovation plan. And they have never spoke glowingly about the area in which they are in. So then you just factor that in. You factor in the money. You factor in the area. You factor in the space. Also, another very important thing, Kansas also gives you the ability to own the stadium. So you get to own it. It's ours. Kansas is offering them a pretty incredible deal on the stadium. And other than nostalgia and this is the stadium that my father built, I don't really know what other advantages that they have in staying in the current location. I mean, that's a great advantage, nostalgia, but I think we see that only goes so far. Nostalgia, like anything, has an expiration. And they're telling you when the expiration is. It is 2030 is what they're telling you it is. It's great. I hope all of us get to appreciate Arrowhead for a little bit longer while we still have it. But this is what teams do. There are not many teams in American sports that still have the same stadium that they have since the 70s. The Broncos built a new stadium in the late 90s and are building a new stadium already. They didn't have that stadium for 30 years. They've already started planning to do another one. This is just what teams and American cities do. They are building a stadium in the suburbs that we are going to pay for. That's just kind of how it goes. We'll keep this conversation going up on the other side. We can take your phone calls, 913-586-7965. It would appear that the Chiefs are close to making an announcement to moving over to the Kansas side. Keep it right here, Sadrive.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.